tag out of YouTube, and I'm trying to get y'all. But, oh, shit. What's been up with you,
man? You talk about it for a little while. You didn't talk about something for a little while.
There we go.
Let go when people come in.
Yeah, man. Hell yeah. What up, Mr. Johnson? How you doing?
Have a dog.
Mm-hmm. We got, hey, we're going to let y'all get on in here. Like I said, because I'm trying to invite people, but I'm scared they might kick me off this motherfucker. Well, hey, I'm a real live felon when it comes to the Facebook shit, boy. They be with the bullshit when it comes to
it. They popping in, you know.
Yeah, they coming. Oh, they coming now. Yeah, they been jumping now. I'm telling you, they coming in this bitch. Yeah, man. So it's been a long motherfucking week. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, the weather was nice like the day and yesterday.
Man, listen, man. I'm so ready for that shit, dog. No, I'm so ready for the fall. I'm a fall nigga anyway, so I'm ready.
I'm so tired of being busted for 11. I'm tired of
Three. Okay, then let's rephrase the question. Alright, the damn three. Hey, let's talk about the 3 month period. Boy, shit is lovely them first 3 months.
Yeah, all kind of.
Oh, you disagree with that? Well, elaborate on that, Miss Human. You were. You mom, my bad.
Hey, what is that?
Miss Rebecca. How you disagree?
One of them need to call in.
Yeah, man, matter of fact, y'all can join the live, and you know, that'll be easier than us trying to read. Y'all come talk to us. We friendly, we ain't gonna bite you. We gonna let you speak your piece. Cause like I said, it's all about how you feel. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no wrong answers. But what
we need a female to call in though. And kind of represent for y'all, because
well, that's what coming up here all the night now. They in this motherfucker tonight now. So how y'all feel about that though, for real? Because you know, them 3 months be heavy. Then after them 3 months, boy, you get to hear a motherfucker fall. You get to hear him burp. Your jokes ain't funny no damn more. You play too much.
Shit getting boring.
Hey, motherfucker.
Somebody call your damn phone.
Yo, boyfriend. Man, go on, man. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what that means. You have a boyfriend, you income tax single. You single, you so the boyfriend don't count, you single. I think as you get older, you realize what you want to sell and no one. Right, so it's okay to steal everything after what. Okay. That do make sense.
Yeah.
But at the same time, do you hold yourself accountable now? When you get out of a relationship, do you think about the stuff that you did wrong? Or do you just focus on what the person did wrong? That's a question there now. You hold yourself accountable and say, damn, maybe I should have did this more. Or maybe I should have did that or did something else. Because for real, at this age, for real, you should know what you want and what you don't want.
Yeah, you should know. They say they know what they damn want.
Right.
But when they get it,
then they get that shit, then they want something else.
Pick the nigga.
Exactly. Or they say they want money, then they get money. They get a nigga with money, now they want love. Then they get a nigga with love, and then they back at money. Like, that shit, come on, now you gotta make up your mind. What up? How you doing? Sometimes it just don't work out. Right? I agree. Now, take two people to, you know. Boy, it's not to work out.
Because you do know what you want, though. When you start feeling uncomfortable, I'll be out of there.
Right. You can feel the vibe, man.
You feel the vibe ain't going where you think it should be. All right.
Okay. So, you know, but it's a lot of crazy motherfuckers, though, for real. I know a lot of crazy women. They don't think they crazy because they ain't violent. Now, just because you ain't violent and loud don't mean your ass ain't crazy, neither.
Crazy girls, I know, be violent.
They be violent?
Violent.
Yeah, I'm just blessed. I ain't been dealing with no violent motherfuckers. They be crazy, though. And women, and ladies, answer this question right here. Do y'all know how to let stuff go, or do y'all keep stuff in y'all head? Like the bad things. Like, why a lot of women remember the bad shit? Anything bad happened to me, I'm trying to forget that shit. I ain't holding on to it. Yep. Y'all hold on to shit. Women, y'all need to learn how to let shit go. Just let it go. It happens and it's done. Right. And once it's happened, man, it's over. Especially if you overcame that, you know what I'm saying? But you gotta overcome it mentally first, you know what I'm saying? Cause me personally, like I say, I don't wanna hold on to no bad memory, no bad shit, only the good shit. You know?
Yeah, but it's gonna come back up though.
Right.
It'll come back up.
Yeah, but you're supposed to remember it, like she said, to keep it from happening again. You know what I'm saying? But you don't remember to punish the new person that you're dealing with, though. You know what I'm saying? Your past is the past.
Although somebody in a relationship.
Yeah, in a relationship, just period. Okay. You know, cause like that, uh-oh, here we go. Me neither. Now, hold on. Now, I agree with you on that, man, but I'm going to tell you now, sometimes assume is bullshit, and it don't be bullshit. Girl, say hey, Greg. Say hey back, Greg.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hey. Oh, hey.
Yeah, well, hey, look, like I say, but I'm saying, so I'm telling you, a lot of people get caught up in assuming shit too now. Cause I ain't gonna lie, I used to be an assuming motherfucker, so I have learned to ask questions before you go ahead and, you know, say that it's bullshit.
Yeah, I got like a lot of homegirls. I hang with definitely many females is dude.
Right.
And it was just cool.
And it, yeah, exactly. Because
like that.
Yeah, but if you assume that shit now,
that's why I tell them no. Assume they meet a dude and they
ask the right question.
Kind of like,
I'm knows I would ask. That's what I'm talking about. You gotta ask. Out of respect for that person, you at least ask. And then if they give you some bullshit, then you know, cause when you assume, you make an ass out of you and me. That's what I was taught in motherfucking Mr. Coach Marshall. You know what I'm saying? So and most of the time, some of the time you be loud as fuck and wrong as the motherfucker. So I had to learn, dealing with somebody, I had to learn that, man, you know, you gotta see shit through before you assume that it's bullshit. Cause you could be missing out on a good person. Cause of what you assuming, not knowing, not having the facts. You assuming that it's some bullshit. So that's another tip that, you know, we need to, that people need to work on. That shit real. What else you got to say about it, Greg?
I don't even know what I'm trying to read one of these people's names.
Exactly. You already know. That motherfucker put that shit on the board. That motherfucker say, assume. You make an ass out of you and me. Don't assume nothing. Oh, yeah, I'm throwback.
In this relationship, you will assume things.
Right. But a lot of people do.
You should be feeling like, okay, this right here, all right.
Right.
You been thinking that shit been a long time.
Yeah.
But y'all really only been talking about 3 months, for real.
Why? But I really want to know, why the fuck them 3 months be so good? Motherfuckers start shit they can't finish too in them 3 months.
Right? They can find them fountain shit.
The 3 months be heavy though. You don't get in no argument. You don't want to disagree with the motherfucker. You want to see her when she looking good.
That shit be hell.
I think motherfucker program on job. That shit like a job. Remember you on the 90-day probation? And I think you know, after that motherfucker work good, and then after that shit they get sawed in the motherfucker. And I mean, it go both ways now, ladies. We not just bashing y'all, cause them sorry ass niggas too. They start off all that bullshit, you know what I'm saying? Nigga be all romantic and shit, and then, you know, when they get comfortable, they switch out on your ass, they don't want to goddamn give you no rose petals no more and all that old shit now. But,
I mean, you know, rose petals.
You know, they start out opening the door, boy, motherfucker, give it goddamn running up
the ass. I don't open new shit. That shit done.
You started debating the first 40 days. Damn. And that one way, for real, like, if you still want to see a motherfucker boiling point, do not. You want to see how they handle it. Because, like I said, you're going to have disagreement. But you want to know how that motherfucker handle it.
Yeah.
And see, me personally, I do that as well. I would test the shit out of somebody, man.
Yeah, you want to see
them?
I want to see if she would cry.
Right.
I want to see her cry.
Fuck your goddamn car up.
Oh, yeah, she cried.
Fuck your goddamn window.
Oh, yeah, she cried like me. That's the word.
No, that what you think? No. That ain't what that means. That means that motherfucker crazy.
Oh, she lying. Oh, she lying.
The pastor fell in the bike and damn.
She do some crazy shit.
I'm
like, oh, yeah. She
lying.
Okay.
Hell no.
I'm going to go bomb her ass out.
Hey, Jordan will beat the shit out of LeBron. Oh, this is a LeBron hating page too now. We ain't talking about football though. So you want a crazy one, Greg? That what they say? You want a crazy one, dog?
No.
And I know, he talking about no.
I don't want to be crazy, I want to like that. you want to strike me
hot. Hell no. Hey, like I say though,
I want a girl that girl that girl, 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 girl Blueface got it.
Oh, you want her?
No, girl, a girl like crazy about me like
that. Nah, she crazy. No, that'd be crazy. That's a different. That'd be crazy.
One like that.
Okay, that real now. You know, you want to set the boundaries. And but like I say though, I mean, I don't like to say age is really a factor on your maturity level, but at this point though, you should know. You know, you should know red flags. You should, like you say, you should know bullshit instead of assuming bullshit. But you should know what you're looking for and what you ain't looking for. Cause everybody, I know all of them had good partners that we mistreated, and then we had bad partners that we treated right. And you know what I'm saying?
It met us at the wrong time.
Right, at bad time. You know what I'm saying? But at this age, it shouldn't be that fucking complicated. Like, for real. You feel what I'm saying?
Like, you be like, God damn. If I made her nine.
Right. Cause, you know,
I grew up with Sue's brother. She's some shit.
So you do not say that men shouldn't go to other men for advice? Nah, I agree with you to a certain extent, because a woman will give you a better perspective. You know what I'm saying? Like when you trying to get some advice. That's why I got a lot of home girls. You gotta get both. Home girls will put you on some real shit.
And female like to have a dude be friendly with them, they
don't
try.
Right, yeah.
Talk to and stuff like that.
Right, because
they need some real shit.
Because they need it from a male perspective.
Yeah.
I say a man and a woman can be friends without having sex.
Yeah.
Like, you can't fuck everybody, man.
My best friend's a female.
I need it six different ways, but if two people say the same thing, then I'm gonna start paying attention to it. But advice is, you know, you take you don't have to follow everybody's advice. You just take the shit that makes sense to you and apply it to your life. They ain't gonna turn it down either. They ain't gonna turn it down. Hell no, not if they no straight man. Hell no, they ain't gonna turn it down. Shit.
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest.
But I mean, I don't know now, cause if a woman in the friend zone with a dude, that mean he really ain't attracted to her too now. Cause if he was, he would have been tried. Cause we don't really play like that. All I know is wolves. You know what I'm saying? I can't speak for the rather than these new cats and all this other shit. You feel me? But if a chick in the friend zone, and hey, I'ma respect that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Now, if she want to get out the friend zone,
be cool with her.
Right. See, if she want to get out the friend zone,
hey, but for real though, I keep friend girls, cause you mean a lot of shit. Like,
oh, hold on, wait, Greg. She said, like, niggas do not have to be attracted to a woman to fuck. Like, that's a story. See, that's a myth. That's an urban legend.
That's true, dog.
Who?
That's true, what she just said.
Not all men, bro. Shit, me. No, bro. You can't fuck everybody, Greg. Now, I'm trying to tell you now. You gotta like. No, attractive goes in many different ways now. Now, you do got niggas that have sex for sport.
You don't gotta like them.
I'm being attracted. I'm talking about being attracted is like visual to me.
But
like she thinking a lot of women think that men just sniff a woman and they have sex with anything. You should. You right.
The friend zone. I'm about to hit a girl now.
She talking about the friend zone that exists with relatives. Hell no. Boy, who the hell you been around, young lady? You don't got no motherfucking faith. You ain't got no faith in men.
Damn.
Me and that girl.
They probably talking about
I really care about this thing. Unless you have a significant other. Man, how shit unless they got somebody. Everybody want to fuck somebody that got somebody.
Ooh. Yeah, because...
Now, I agree with you. Hey, listen, I hear you out. Listen, I totally agree. I totally agree. Now, for real, I'm not disagreeing with what you're saying. But all I'm trying to say is that it is some decent niggas out here. It is some honest men out here. And the bad men get so much fucking attention to the good dudes just fucking fall behind the wayside. Like, people don't even know that. Okay, it's some real niggas out here. But you've been experiencing so many fuck niggas that you don't understand that you focus on nothing but the bad shit. So you can't allow no good shit to come to you. Because again, you will assume that it's bullshit.
Some of them been hurt so bad by a dude, dog, for real, so they ain't never let that go.
Right.
To find new love, but it ain't real because they still hurt.
But you got to
hold shit.
But you got to hold yourself accountable because that's the person you chose.
Yeah.
And again, everybody
from the old shit, and they take it out on a nigga who kept on for real.
Lack of trust. Well, yeah.
I got lack of trust like a motherfucker.
Right. Everybody ugly to somebody anyway, first of all. Yeah. You know, ain't nobody perfect.
It just be here when you be ugly to a lot of people.
So how many people it take to just be certified ugly? Certified ugly, bro.
Yeah,
10 ugly.
You get my 10 ugly, dog. Yeah, ugly.
Well, yeah, I get 10 ugly. Do 10 different people say y'all are ugly, boy? Yeah, ugly. Yeah, ugly. But
you don't miss shit, dog.
God damn. That nigga hell. Hey, but listen, let me tell you something, young lady. Like I say, you gotta let go of the bad shit. Let that bad shit go and experience some good shit. You gotta be able to receive a good nigga, man.
Come here, make this all shit. Come here,
don't put it on the ground. Hey. Shit go like your last relationship ain't gonna be like the other one because nobody the same. And if you what up, Jane? And if you see that you going through the same shit you went through with the last couple relationships, then sometimes the problem might be you because you picking the wrong motherfucker. And you gotta hold that shit. What up? You know what I'm saying? You gotta hold yourself accountable for that shit and just understand that, you know, you need to try something new. Oh, you got the comments, hey, boy, they hell right now, boy, hey. This shit real, you feel me, guy? Yeah, so that's all I'm saying, though, man. Learn how to let go, man, because, again, ask the question. Communicate, man, because men and women be on three different pages, man. Like, we never on the same page, and we don't think alike at all. At all. Like, the shit that you probably assuming, A nigga mind ain't even on that shit. And vice versa, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes we think that y'all be moving funny when y'all really be being considerate. You know what I'm saying?
And then some people move fast.
Right.
You move
too fast.
Some people don't fear them and they be moving fast.
Right. So that's why it's good to communicate. Not argue, but talk to each other. Ask the question. Then, you know, if you get the wrong answer, then nut up. But just nutting up before you even get a real answer, then that shit fucked up. Women are the brains. I don't know about that one there, dog. I ain't gonna give you that one. Hell no. I ain't gonna say that.
Now, we do got some women that be all right.
I think men and women have certain strong points.
Ain't all right.
What it is, when you get with somebody, you should highlight their strong points instead of their flaws. And then, like, if you're good at talking to people, then you should be the one to talk. If the dude good at doing handling the business, then he should be going handling the business. Like, you need to give each other roles and compliment each other. Find out the shit that you don't want to do, and your significant other should want to do that. You know what I'm saying? Pick up each other's slack. Men thinkers too. Why y'all think we ain't got no brain? We think logical. A lot of women think over impulse and emotions. That's why I say it.
After a bad breakup.
Well, yeah, some form of therapy. I mean, you just need to need a time to reflect and try to figure out what you done wrong, or try to figure out what you let the other person do to you. You know what I'm saying? Because we grow. Whoever, if I choose a woman and it don't work out, I'm not going to focus on what, you know, I'm not just going to make her the bad guy. You know what I'm saying? Because it takes two people to be having a fucked up relationship. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to reflect on what I've done,
sometimes
too.
Sometimes be one person fucking a relationship.
And that's possible. That's possible.
Maybe one person. Relationships ain't work.
Again.
There's something wrong.
Now you say men ain't talking. But what would you do if you had a man that talked? And again, this is the bind that men get in. Because when a man do talk, boy, don't come over here with that LeBron shit, boy. Hey, look here. LeBron, bitch ass, listen, we gonna do this later with Jay. You gonna make it. Jay, don't come over here with that bullshit. Now I'm trying to have a LeBron cash. Hell no, LeBron, trash, man. Let your partner talk. Okay, go ahead and talk, dog. They want you to talk more, man.
I'm saying, it ain't nothing, though.
Man, come over here. You gotta talk to me. How you feel about it, Gray? How you feel, bro? Tell him, man. Tell him about this shit.
Shit, that nigga trash, man.
Men don't know how to lead properly until they 40. Man, how could could you lead? How could you lead somebody that don't even listen to you? Everything you try to tell them, they combative and shit.
Try to get him to stop smoking the whole relationship. If you don't like a lady that go out to the club
don't go with that woman that like to go to the club, and then the whole relationship, you tell her to stay home. It ain't gonna fucking happen. Grown people change when they wanna fucking change. It ain't nothing you can do to make a motherfucker change. Does anybody agree with that? Right. Because if you don't like it, then, because he ain't gonna stop. If that motherfucker's smoking, he gonna keep smoking. Right, right. But you gotta stick to your gun. You don't stick with the nigga because he got a six pack, but you don't like the way he smoke. That shit ain't gonna work. Oh shit, they beat me up. Nah, nah.
I
can
see what you're saying.
Right. But like I say, we're supposed to compliment each other, not go against each other. And at this age, everybody should know that shit. You got it. That's why you need to date before you just get one dude. Get about four or five of them motherfuckers. And then, you know,
see. Narrow down.
Yeah, narrow down. Make them motherfuckers work for. You feel me? See who you're compatible with and who you got the most in common with. Cause I mean, you're gonna have disagreement, but it's all about how you handle the motherfucker. And that's another thing. And we gotta understand that your significant other ain't your motherfucking sister, your mama, or your family, or none of that. So they ain't gonna put up with your bullshit like your family will.
You can't change people. You must accept them.
Yup. Now that person's scarred and messed all up because they insecure about themselves now because they didn't be with a motherfucker trying to change them and tell them they living life wrong.
Give me a teddy bear.
Damn, you a teddy bear. Nothing wrong with that. Right. So like I said, at this age.
That wasn't his agenda.
Right. So that's why we say, if your ass 40 and single, I mean, everybody had their reason. But at the same time, man, stop playing with people, man. And men, if you don't mean that woman no good, man, don't fuck with that woman, man. Don't get in that woman's life. Cause she already got a lot of shit on her plate.
A lot of women don't mean no man no good.
Fine, I'm just gonna say, listen, I go all around. I do the whole circle. Say it again, bro. Go ahead.
Women for a different kind of reason.
Right.
This ain't got comfortable in.
Right. Lead a chain to God. You know what I'm saying? And that person. Because the person still got to do it themselves. If they don't feel like nothing wrong with their actions, they ain't never going to change. So leave that motherfucker alone. That's the answer to everything. Like, for real. Now, unless kids involved, then that shit a little bit more difficult. You know what I'm saying? But again, what up? But again,
it's difficult dating with children.
Right, but see, if they don't understand that, they ain't men. See, there's a different, a real man know a woman had that kind of responsibility. A real man would never get jealous of a woman kid. They know that's the first part. And if you know anything, if you're a real nigga, he'll help you lighten your load. You know what I'm saying? And you can't trust everybody around your kids, but.
But some of them want different kind of demands, though.
Right.
They want to help with their kids, pay for their bills, help them do all this kind of all that. But then at the same time, that man got his own bills.
Right.
He's in his own house. That man drives his own car. He do everything like that. So how he gonna help? How he gonna do all that?
But that's why
I said women be asking for things. He be like, damn, I need got a good goddamn millionaire.
Right.
We ain't never got them.
But
now, all that stuff.
Right. And if y'all don't stay together, then a nigga need to just fill in the motherfucking blanks. Like,
yeah.
And then go hand in hand. Like,
you are here and there.
Right. But keep it all the way in. Hell nah.
I can't just pay
your
bills.
Right. Especially if I got my own. Now, we stay together. We stay together, then it is what it is.
That is what it is.
But two separate houses over here.
I can't do it for you.
Hell nah. Cody, what's up, cuzzo? So what's the conclusion? At this age, we should what? Know better and do better? The answer to bullshit, have realistic expectations. And a lot of people stand us high and they really, you got to drop them down standards.
Hell
yeah, like, come on now, goddamn. when you're dressed up.
And
think
that. I've been in a relationship
Right. Whatever goes on in the motherfucking house, just stay in the house. You know what I'm saying? And again, let's have a conversation. Not an argument, not a discussion, not a disagreement. Let's talk about this shit. Know better and do better. That real there, cuzzo. What up, Wes? Cuzzo in this bitch. Hey, and like I said, we gotta learn how to have conversation. Not when we mad, just general conversation. Have meetings, talk, you know what I'm saying? And respect the other person's opinion. What up? You gotta agree to disagree, but focus on the solution more than the goddamn problem. And that's what people gotta start doing as well. Like, goddamn, okay, now we acknowledge the problem. Now what the fucking solution? Cause keep going over and over and over about the problem ain't gonna do nothing but start more conflict. Like I said, I'm trying to start to be between real men and real women. Good men and good women, we need to learn how to appreciate each other. Stop focusing on the bad people. Fuck the bad people. Conversation should start before sex. Good conversations. And you know, cause if you can't vibe, then, you know, shit gotta be natural and organic. You know what I'm saying? That makes the sex better when shit organic and natural and, you know, y'all feel the same way and y'all on the same page.
That shit still there,
That nigga tell me he 30. Boy, if you'll sit your old ass down, man, well, that nigga tell me he 30, he like in peace. Then you better sit your lying ass down, so well, boy.
Yeah, but peace good, though.
You know what that is, that boy crazy ass, man.
But I'm gonna tell you something, though. I'm gonna tell you what they all want to talk to him,
Greg.
I said, at the end of the day, though, we sit our hand, we play, we have a good time and all this and all that. As fellas, Gofredo and Tallahassee.
Right.
Man to be single and got his own place to stay and everything, right over there, it's good for him.
Right.
It's good for him.
Right.
So, all they do is having fun.
Right.
So, you really got to show that dude this what he want.
Right.
Because we don't need you.
Right.
Like I said, we do everything for ourselves anyway.
Right. And that's how I should be like, man. You know, nobody should be fucking with somebody for a reason because they got money or because they need a place to stay or because the motherfucker got a car and they don't. Because that shit ain't gonna last. No sex is about money. Well, no sex, what that mean? I don't know about the no sex thing. I mean, it ain't all about sex now, but I'm just saying that sex is very important. Oh shit, Greg talking. I ain't fucking with the Greg. My dog gonna talk. I ain't gonna say nothing else for the rest of it. Just take that shit to the house, bro. Go ahead, dog.
It's good, though. But, dang, what the fuck? You don't need it.
Real niggas can't be broke. That's what you're trying to say, dog. Real niggas can't be broke. You can't buy me no PlayStation. You can't buy me no Jordan. You can't buy me no iPhone. I don't care nothing about none of that shit. I can buy my own shit, and I'm going to buy my own shit. You feel me? All I want is your quality time, your respect, and some consistency, and your, don't give it to anyone. Don't give what to anyone, man? Oh, shit, somebody. Let's hold off, y'all. Whoever calling me. We doing a podcast right now, you guys. But, yeah. I don't know about that. Don't give the sex to, cause, I mean, like I said, we grown, man. Like, sex is very, very important. Now, sex can get you a long way with a real nigga. Now, I ain't talking about goddamn them other niggas, but with a real nigga, sex can get you a long way. You can get whatever you want with some goddamn sex, not for real. Especially if a motherfucker fat. You know what I'm saying? But we only speaking from a real nigga perspective, right, Greg? Right, dog?
That's right. Bro, I can't see none of that stuff with the nigga. Intention, though. I'm trying to damn.
Y'all want me to shut up? Y'all want me to shut up and let my dog take over? Go ahead. No, I'm gonna shut up.
It's over with, man.
My dog, they ain't saying that right now. No, it's not. So you trying to tell me? So you trying to tell me if a nigga give you some whack ass sex, you gonna stay with him? Let's be honest now. See, this is a real platform now. How long should a person in their late 30s and 40s do what? So y'all trying to tell me, not for real. Let's be honest, like this some real grown people shit. You trying to tell me if a nigga give you some whack sex, you'll still deal with that nigga. Stop playing, dog. Stop playing now. No, that ain't all you want. We speaking from... You will have to work on it. Oh, hell no. I don't believe that now. Come on now. No, listen. Listen. We're speaking from... real nigga perspective, meaning that we doing all the other stuff. We consistent. We taking care of you. We looking out for you. We vibing. We doing all this right here. But you trying to tell me that you'll stay with a man that got some whack ass sex? I don't believe that. We'll talk about it, and he's not willing to take the pointer, and it's done. Okay. Well, I get that. That's up to you. You gotta decide that, cause only you know what you want. And if you don't see what you want in that person, then yeah, you need to cut that shit off, cause you're wasting your time and he. Well, like I say, y'all, it's crazy how women, how like we're not talking about deadbeat niggas. We're not talking about this nigga that don't got no job. We talking about this nigga that using you for your car while you at work and riding around with the boys. We're talking about active ass dudes that do their part while the sex is important. Because that's what men like. We are men. We like sex. We love sex. It's not important. It's not so important to the point that a nigga will break up with you, but it's a major part of what we want, because we don't want money. We don't want materialistic shit. We want quality time and good sex. Right, but I'm just saying, it's just like, when a woman wanna have sex with a man, guess what? She know exactly what to do. When a man wanna have sex with a woman, her head gotta be in it. Her mind, she worried about some shit that happened 20 years ago, and you know, that ain't fair. High blood pressure and that. God damn. But good sex would keep that blood pressure low. Consistent sex would damn sure keep that blood pressure low. And being a man of peace would keep his goddamn blood pressure low too. Man, sex like hell is not as important to women. Right, and that's a problem. And of course it's not important to y'all, but here we go again. If it's not important to you, then don't get a partner. Because it's important to that partner, and don't make him feel bad for that being important. Some men are emotionally connected as well. But again, here we go again. Where a man is not like a woman. So if it ain't important to you, but in the beginning, the first 3 months is important to you. Cause you start off doing it like a champ. 2-3 years later, that's when you slow down. That shit go from back to them. Yeah. And then you turn it into a chore and all that shit. So again, a man, a real nigga, now we only speak about real niggas that what? They got our own shit, right? Got our own house, our own car. We only need women for company and a good vibe. That's it. Keep it moving, exactly. Because it is women that is that. That's what I'm saying. You gotta find somebody that match your craving, or match your wants. If vice versa. If her shit whack, I don't want it no more. I don't want to be around her. We gonna be in the friend zone. So again, people like to be in denial. Let we grown as fuck. If the sex ain't good, that shit like the foundation of the house. You feel what I'm saying?
I'm married. That sex is still important.
That's my point. That's how you stay married. Sex is fucking important. Women like to downplay sex, but then when the nigga go cheat on you, now you mad at his ass. But you ain't doing that for him. Every time you ask for the pussy, you got a headache, something on your mind, you ain't in it, you had a bad day at work, you bring that shit in the bedroom. Then he go to goddamn Bonquisha house that got on them little ass shorts. She don't never put on them but little ass shorts and pajama pants. You come over that bitch, she got blunt rolled up if you smoke. Hey, she why not then? What you mean? Exactly. We get comfortable as fuck. And that's why I say, man, you gotta keep that shit going. But if a man breaking bread with you and all he want is sex, what the fuck is wrong with that? He doing everything else. I'm trying to tell you, sex is a man, you got to keep that shit going. Like, for real, if that's all a man want from you is sex, that shit free. That's on your body. That's what it made for. Sex keep a real man on this shit. Say it again. Come on, that's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to give y'all women free game. I'm trying to give y'all women. See, y'all be talking about all that. Y'all make this shit complicated. It's not that complicated, man. That shit is on your body. That shit free. You know what I'm saying? Get some motherfucking sex. Get a man some motherfucking sex, man. No, that ain't all I want, then. Because I'm automatically doing. See how y'all switch shit around? That's not what I said. This is an example of nothing but sex. Hey, what you doing? I'm gonna come over there. You go over there, have sex with her, and go home. You don't get that motherfucker a ride nowhere. You don't get a little Ray Ray a happy meal. You don't do nothing but have sex. That's not what I said. I said sex is important in a relationship because if a man doing his part, a woman should do her. I'm taking it wrong. Why should I take it? That's what I'm trying to figure out. What you saying then? That's why you need to come on here and explain to us. Because that's why I'm saying, I'm speaking from a perspective of a man doing what he's supposed to do for you. A good dude, that's what we're talking about. Good dudes, not the bad dude. So,
wait a minute, I got that.
Boy, they on your dog.
No, I can't see it. I can't see. They picking on me, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, all right. Hey, man, it's worth it. Okay, let's stop this shit now. Y'all gonna leave a motherfucking dog alone.